What up, it's Rob here to take it away, to kickstart the show on this chilly Sunday. So turn on the kettle for a pot of tea, wrap up warm, turn your attention to me, cause we're back again on Rare FM. You've hopefully been wondering where we've been, but you probably haven't, you probably don't care, you probably like us to get out your hair, but there's nothing you can say, there's nothing you can do, cause we're gonna be here from now until 2. Below it transpires, I've got nothing left to say, so I'm gonna hand it over to MC Bazzy Ray.
This is In Transit, the Rob Hakimian Show.
Yo.
Thank you. Oh, we can rap just as good as 50 Cent and his bros, because we're rather street, frankly, and we're good in a fight. But we avoid the high kicks, our jeans are quite tight. Sure, we watch the Antiques Roadshow, that don't mean we don't know about bros and hoes and musical shows, because we're right here, every Sunday at 12:30. And like Michael Apo, we ain't afraid of getting dirty. Hakimiao.
Yeah,
yo, yo, yo.
That went alright. I think.
Yeah, more or less.
Ollie froze in the middle.
I think this was the best jingle we've done.
Yeah, because it didn't involve any real singing, that's why.
Yeah.
True.
And we can't really sing.
Wow.
So, we're back
again.
We're back again. Let's quote my lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay, we should talk about that song. That was not Cat Stevens. That was that was The Flaming Lips with Fight Test, first track from Yoshinobu Battles, The Pink Robots.
Sweet track to open the show for a new year.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially with all the cheering. It faded well into the rap.
I think it did.
Yeah.
So I'd like to say we actually did have an audience clapping along with that rap. There were no cheer.
They were out of range of the mics.
They were shaking it like a Polaroid picture.
Yeah, big time.
They were dropping it like it was hot.
So we've got lots of stuff lined up.
Can we just explain what's happening in today's show, Rob? Is this a reinvention, a rebirth, like a phoenix?
I don't know. We've got a few new ideas. I don't know if they're actually going to happen. Oh,
okay.
We thought of one that we haven't told you about. If anyone's listening, our second to last song is going to be a request song. So please send in your requests and we'll choose the best one.
Okay, but play. If none of them are good, it's my choice.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
Email in.
So please, for the love of God, email in.
Studio at rarefm.co.uk.
Or alternatively, you can text us with rare plus your message to 60300. That's 60300, not 6300 as in 6300. It's 60300.
Shut up, Ollie.
Shut up.
00.
Yeah. Or you can go to that box at the top of the Rare FM website and just type in a message there and it comes straight to our inbox.
Wow, it's technology these days.
Yeah. So Ollie, you Mr. Bigwig, you caught a cab in today, didn't you?
I was meeting some friends across town, and I decided to get a cab. I figured it would come to less than £10, and occasionally you need a treat. You know, you need to kick back and say, listen, yes, it's the credit crunch. let's crunch that crunch.
Still not travelled in a black cab. I need to do that.
You're missing out. They're very comfortable.
Anyway, in this case, there was a particularly fascinating story. It actually probably isn't. But I got talking to the cab driver, and I managed to hold a conversation about football, of which I know nothing, and apparently Portsmouth aren't doing too well, and they've got a very big game ahead. But I feigned enthusiasm, because he was a very polite gent. And then we got on to A Shared Love, which was a sort of cult 60s television, you know, The Avengers, The Saint, Prisoner.
Mm-hmm,
and it transpired that he was an extra on various films. And he was a cab driver in The Saint with the wonderful, if slightly overweight now, Val Kilmer. But he owns a ranch, so I'm sure he keeps active. And also, he was in the fantastic series produced by Kudos, Hustle. And he showed me a photo. I was disbelieving at this point. I couldn't quite believe I'd met a celebrity.
He carries a photo around with him.
Yeah, well, and did he show you while he was driving, or did he wait until he got here?
No, he waited. But can I just stop you there, Sal? If you had a photo with you and Robert Vaughn,
yes,
the man from Uncle, and Albert Strohler on the series Hustle, and The Magnificent Seven, I think, you know, you carried around with you next to your heart, I should imagine. So that was my story.
Interesting.
Well,
interesting.
I haven't met a celebrity in real life. I mean, I met them at signing tents and stuff.
But yeah.
Not in just, like, natural world. So that's pretty cool. Did you get his autograph?
You should have been up there.
No.
Getting it.
Did you give him extra tip?
I didn't feel it was appropriate. But yes, anyway, I think it's time for music.
Let me just give a shout out to Edwin, who was clapping along to our rap.
Edwin, you
lovely,
darling.
Lovely.
Thank you, Possum.
Okay, so who's up with the song?
I think I'm going to go, and I'm going to play a bit of El Guincho, which is, I'd say, quite a bit of a summery beat to hopefully wash away all the winter blues. So here we go.
Basket of cheers, here it goes, baby. basket of cheers, here it goes, baby.
Well, we're back.
We are. Oh.
What was that? El Grincho.
That was El Grincho with Palmitos Park.
El Grincho? Like,
El Grincho.
Not yeah. Grincho, oh. Grincho.
Grincho.
Okay.
Grincho, El Grincho.
El Grincho.
Okay, we'd like to talk about the most ungodly creation that Microsoft has ever made.
It makes me want to kill myself. Literally kill myself.
I can't quite
but
believe
I have,
it.
But I have downloaded it.
You bastard.
Don't swear on the air!
It's called Microsoft Songsmith.
Robert.
Shall we play a bit of the advert or should we just describe
it? I think we should play a bit of the advert.
Well, will it come through? Which I'm not sure we're that technically proficient. Oh. Right, so basically it's like a
songwriting program, but you just sing into it and it writes a song, apparently.
It removes the heart and soul from music.
It's kills all originality.
But if I don't come up with something today, I'm done.
I'm singing with my laptop.
Oh!
Jesus Christ.
Up new songs.
Is that Stepford Wives?
What are you doing, Lisa? I've never heard you sing.
I'm making songsmith, Dad. Because it's the cool new thing.
Oh,
you're writing music?
Scratching.
When did you learn how to write music?
Oh, okay. I have to fade it out there.
Yeah. It hurts too much.
Okay, basically that goes on for like 5 minutes and it's about five different people singing into their laptop and it comes up with exactly the same song more or less
every single song.
If you want to see the whole advert, just go to YouTube and type in Microsoft Songsmith.
I don't think we should gratify it with views, frankly. I mean, it just takes all the thought out of singing. Well, not
out of writing music.
Out of certainly writing music.
I mean, exactly.
I can kind of understand the guy with jingles, not much, but there's a guy in it who's apparently writing a song for his band using it.
Oh, I mean, it sounds
come
terrible.
Now. Come now, Microsoft. You can do better than that. You came up with Vista. okay, well, shall we press on?
That's the second time we've bashed Microsoft in
this. I feel it should be a common theme in the show.
Oh, no, let's not...
But everyone knows that to be indie, you have to like Apple.
But is that true now? I mean, is the popularity of Apple now making Microsoft the ugly stepsister?
It might have done if Microsoft had actually got some good stuff.
Oh, now.
And hadn't brought out Songsmith.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just... I feel...
You're the only one with a Mac. Why are you defending Microsoft?
I just feel that in this world of equality and Nigeria...
Nigeria.
And
lovely,
France
lovely,
and
lovely.
All together, holding hands and saying, in the words of noted philosopher Michael Jackson, it don't matter in your black and white, if you're black or white. Although, ironically, it did to him.
Also, you can get Mac in black or white, whereas PCs generally come in a shade of grey.
This is very true.
But is that good? I mean, this is a morally grey issue. Let's move on. And, oh, no, I've found a link here, and I'm just gonna pull it out from that marsh of banter we've been having.
Okay.
Microsoft laptops often in a shade of grey. Mice, also grey. Modest mouse.
A mouse.
A mouse. Okay, so with that in mind, I've in an attempt to be more indie... for the good of the show.
More hip.
Yes, quite. I've stepped up to the plate and chosen The View by Modest Mouse.
Not The View, the band, thank God.
That's
but a much superior band.
So here we go.
Thank you. softer and it feels pretty soft to me, and if it takes shit to make bliss, well I feel pretty blissfully. If life's not beautiful without the pain, well I just would rather never ever even see beauty again. Well as life gets longer, awful feels softer and it feels pretty soft to me.
Hello.
What song was that again, Oliver?
That was The View by Modest Mouse, and I'm picturing Mickey Mouse sort of standing sheepishly in a corner of a discotheque.
I'm picturing a small Jerry.
Ooh, you know, okay. Both cartoon mice.
Maybe a geriatric Jerry.
Oh.
I say.
Ooh, why?
Because, you know, over his life, he's always constantly avoided Tom. He's constantly avoided Tom, but he's modest about it. He's not going to brag about it.
Oh, I see. But I thought he was always very, you know, aha.
Yeah, it was a bit of a
I always wanted
twat.
Tom just to smack the gentleman mouse person.
True.
Okay. Dream. Dream analysis with Desalt.
Hi there, viewers. Today I've got a couple of dreams emailed in by a good friend from Harrogate, in fact. Yes, that's how wide our listenership is.
Yes, all the way from Harrogate. It's Katie Rose with a couple of dreams. We've chosen the one we'd like to analyse, so I'm going to explain it to Desal.
Okay.
In this dream, Katie finds herself in an elaborate church standing next to her best friend, who's wearing a wedding dress. She suddenly clicks as to what's happening, and she's horrified. She asks her to be her bridesmaid, and Katie struggles but finally accepts.
Good lord.
It skips forward a bit in time, her friend says she can't be her bridesmaid anymore because the person she's marrying says only her sister's allowed to be her bridesmaid.
What a gimp!
It's the bride's choice.
And Katie is overwhelmed by a feeling of horrifiedness.
Horror.
A feeling of horror. Because this man she's marrying is a complete weirdo. He even has a diamond stud.
Harrison Ford has a diamond stud. I don't think we should begrudge any man for wearing one.
Okay. And then she's crying and suddenly she wakes up. And that's the end.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm just going to go straight in there. Church, loss of innocence. A common Freudian thing.
Really?
Maybe. No, but the first thing is in there. Wedding. She's at a wedding. Her friend's getting married. I think this is quite a common thing of people of our age, especially more worrying people of our age, in that it's a sort of feeling that we're going to be lonely forever. Everyone else around us is getting married. And it's a common thing. I know you've thought of it, Ollie.
What?
I'm a wild horse to tell. You can't tame me.
But no. So her friend's getting married. And Katie, understandably, is worried at this fact. And she's slightly scared, slightly timid. I think that's to do with the whole... at first doesn't want her to marry. But also the fact that someone is taking her best friend away from her. This slime ball. This geezer. This diamond geezer.
A Ray Winston type.
Exactly. Don't mess with Ray Winston.
No.
So what's your overall summation?
My overall summation is, Katie, stop worrying. And you're a bit of a weirdo for this dream.
Great. I think you've nailed it.
Sorry. I was a bit premature there.
No, go ahead.
Dream, dream, dream. Dream analysis with Dasal.
Okay, those of you who tuned into the earliest shows will know that In Transit is actually the show about bands on the move, either moving up in my esteem or literally on the move on tour. And I haven't talked about a band who I've been to see live for a while. So I went to see two over the Christmas holidays, and even though it was over a month ago now, I feel I should still discuss them. First of all, Coldplay.
Coldplay? That... I've heard of Coldplay.
Well done. Yes, saw them at the O2. Strange night. I think I have some problems with their live performance. Like sometimes Chris Martin treats it too much like an open mic night and tries to get everyone else to sing along when he's not when he should be singing. And they played way too many singles. I mean, my favourite album is Parachutes, and they only played Yellow from that. Not even Trouble. That's just ridiculous. But
I feel your pain. I feel it.
One of the highlights was when in the middle of the show they suddenly ran off the stage and everyone was like, where are they going? They ran down into the crowd, like Arcade Fire style, up into the stands, and then there was a set of instruments already there so they could play an acoustic set. And who else should be there but Simon Pegg?
Hang on. Simon Pegg in the upcoming Star Trek film and star of Space and other such
things. Yes, he's also the godfather of Chris Martin's child.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Now
he'd be such a good godfather.
Well, he's playing Scotty, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, and he played harmonica on a couple of tracks, and it was really cool. They played Jingle Bells. It was pretty cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I mean, is it wrong to say there's a certain physical resemblance between Chris Martin and Simon Pegg, or am I just...
Yeah,
I think you're completely out there.
Okay.
Anyway, overall, I'd say if you want to go see Coldplay live, it's very expensive for starters. But if you want to have a good time, definitely go see them. If you're looking for a good performance, there's a lot other bands you could see for a lot cheaper. So that's what I'd say.
Didn't pull that punch, Rob.
What?
That was quite cutting. That was sort of...
Well, you know, you've got to be honest in this industry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Simon Cowell.
I hear you. Here.
Okay.
Watch out.
So I'm going to play a Coldplay song.
Sorry, before we do, we're not receiving a sufficient number of emails, so if you are listening...
We've just got two more that I haven't had time to read yet.
But they're all from the same person.
How do you know? We haven't read them yet.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Whoever texted in about Songsmith, can you please tell us who you are so we can bash you back? Because Songsmith sucks!
No, it's a family show, Robert. We'll have no violence here. We'll have no quarrels here.
Please, just go watch the whole ad.
Okay,
you'll understand
how I feel.
In fact, download it.
Download Songsmith.
Mm-hmm.
That's just... Okay. This is like the Star Wars Mos Eisley Cantina scene. The amount of tension in... Just pop a track on, would you?
Well, that's what I was going to do, but you interrupted me. Okay, here we go. This is Lovers in Japan by Coldplay.
Keep on.
Okay, that was Lovers in Japan by Coldplay from their newest album, Viva La Vida, or Death of All His Friends. Got a couple of complaints about us dissing The View from Kevin, for starters, and then David dissing us for playing Coldplay. Both of you, get your own radio show.
Oh.
That's what I say.
Oh, let's stop slinging the mud and have a...
I'd also like to say, Kevin, moshing along to Plain White Tees at Reading Festival.
Not your finest hour, I guess.
No. Exactly.
Okay. So we're quite far into 2009 now, but not really. It's still our first show. So we'd like to discuss what we're looking forward to in 2009, starting off with our most anticipated movies.
Ah. Well, top of the list, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
That is actually up there for me.
They've all been rubbish so far, though.
Azkaban was where things were being...
I quite liked the latest movie.
Order of the Phoenix,
I thought it was okay.
I mean, I was just criticising. I don't want to appear hypocritical of the mudslinging charge. But there are a lot of people out there, and you know who you are, who don't seem to like Michael Gambon as Dumbledore.
Oh, the stupid Irish guy. I don't like him either.
What?
He doesn't personify Dumbledore how I'd imagined
what?
Him.
What? Oh, yeah, and you prefer Richard Harris?
I prefer, I didn't make the film, to be honest.
Right, if anyone likes the Gambon in... also often appearing in various Polyakov dramas, which I'm very fond of.
But also has a corner named after him on Top Gear.
Ah, yes. Yes, the Gambon corner. I didn't need to say that. That was implied in your statement. But yes, if there are any fans of Gambon as Dumbledore...
No one's going to email in.
Speak out now. Email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk. Text Rare and your message, i.e. Gambon is God, to 60300. Or leave a note for us at rarefm.co.uk.
Okay. My most anticipated film is Watchmen. Any of you who've read the graphic novel,
right,
or even just seen the trailer, you can't help but feel that this is going to be amazing. Except they changed the ending.
I think it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing in the sense that you see these fantastic characters created by the genius that is Alan Moore and rendered by Dave Gibbons, who spent a long time on Doc 2. I think we've discussed this. they're being on live action, and that's good. But will it be done correctly?
I don't know.
I think it will be done
300
correctly.
Looked very good, even though it had a bad story. Mm. So this is going to hopefully look good and have a good story. So I think there's no way it could go wrong.
That's good.
I'm mentioning 300 because it's by the same director, if you didn't know. What about you, Dasar?
I think my most anticipated movie, apart from Harry Potter, of course, and Watchmen, is... I'd say The Wrestler, which is
out now. Yeah,
I really want to see that film. It's by Darren Aronofsky, and everything else he's done. Well, the two other things he's done, I've loved. You know, however weird and slightly messed up they are.
Yeah,
they're very good films, and I've heard nothing but good stuff for The Wrestler.
Nothing but good stuff. And it looks, when I first saw the trailers, I thought it looked ridiculous, but considering all the awards, and Mickey Rourke won a Golden Globe for it,
and
it's getting rave reviews. I'm definitely going to have to check that out.
Okay. That and Milk, in fact.
Yeah, I want to see Milk as well with Sean Penn. I should also mention that I don't want to go into it, but I want to see Inglourious Bastards. That's got an E, so it's kind of not a swear word. That's the new Quentin Tarantino film coming out, starring Brad Pitt. It's supposed to be the World War II film to end all World War II films.
Oh, I don't think it'll top Where Eagles Dare.
Okay. No, Saving Private Ryan. Beautiful.
What are your favourite upcoming movies, listeners? If you have any, if you watch movies, if you have eyes, I'm presuming you do. Okay, just email in with your favourite movies and we'll discuss them and perhaps say your name
also,
on the radio. If that's not lure enough, I don't know what is.
I'd like to... David says Richard Harris over Gambon.
Amen. Thank you.
No, he said he doesn't
Harris
like Gambon.
Over Gambon.
I see. I thought he said as if he's all over Gambon, yeah? And Harris is the word he used. No,
Oliver.
For goodness sake, okay.
Your mastery over the English language.
I'm sorry,
is diminished
Kevin. Please
somewhat.
Stay listening.
You don't have to, Kevin.
No, Kevin, please stay listening. We need you.
You are probably, in fact, correct that if you stop listening, you would half the listenership. Before DeSalle plays his next track, I'd like to remind listeners that we're doing a request at, towards the end of the show, so please send in your request. David, please specify which Jana Newsom song you'd like. Make it not a long one, please. Okay, Desal, what have you got for us?
I'm playing some Born Ruffians, and this is Barnacle Goose, hopefully, so...
And I'm frustrated with myself, but I can't change. I don't want to be me anymore. And all the ticks and talks and clicks of clocks that tell time tell me this is just a game.
Was Barnacle Goose by Born Ruffians.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Were they Born Ruffians?
Probably.
I guess so.
Why do you always have to ask the question about the name of the band?
Yeah, no, because band names can often just be very pretentious and...
So you played Modest Mouse. Are they all Modest Mice?
Well, it would make sense if they were.
Are the shins just shins?
Well, how would they sing? Maybe they've got little mouths.
So stop questioning the band names, that's what I say. Okay, we'd like to talk about, I don't know if people out there have heard about this, but Burger King in the USA. Oh, wait, first, back on movies. Burge says Slumdog Millionaire is great. Desal and I both watched it last night. Me for the second time, I think it's amazing.
I think it was absolutely amazing, everything about it. I loved it.
Even the children being blinded with wax, do you advocate that sort of behaviour?
They didn't really show that, and I'll say it's the harsh truth. I've got to say that I hate the way it's being advertised on the buses and stuff as like the feel-good film of the year and stuff like that. It's not that at all.
No, I'd say it is. It is slightly feel-good in the fact that
only in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, once you've seen all this suffering, it's like, oh, thank God something good's happened for these people in the end. But that's only after so much crap's happened to them.
Yeah, but they've got genuine shots of the Mumbai slums shot on handheld cameras and stuff like that. It's just so in depth and in your face and real. That,
yeah.
And some great cinematography. That montage of them on the train being played to Paper Planes by MIA is one of the greatest.
Yeah, I would say the soundtrack. I love the soundtrack for that film as well.
Yeah, okay. Back onto Burger King. In America, they've released a fragrance... of
a what?
A fragrance cologne that smells like Burger King. Can you believe this?
I can't think of anything better than that.
Really? I can't.
A manly flame-grilled musk.
The strangest part is that people have actually... They did a survey and people actually said they'd wear this.
Oh, as a dear joke. Lord. If they work in Burger King, I imagine, because then it would just be... Or if they're, you know, one of those police dog trainers...
Why?
Police dog training?
You know, if they're being hunted by police dogs and they're simulating a chase and they have that huge pot thing on their arm for the dog to...
I'd like to hear you do that again. Yeah, so, I don't know, can you email in and tell us if you would wear...
Oh, no one's emailing in, Rob.
We've got another email that I haven't read yet.
Oh, wow. Is it from a new person? Come on, listeners. Pull your fingers out.
We need to read it during the song. So, what's our next song?
Well, forgive me for making an obvious choice, but I've gone with The Shins. And Girl Inform Me, purely for the tune, the opening motif, I find rather lovely. So
good for you.
We'll give that a go, shall we?
We shall.
Why not?
Girl Inform Me, all my senses warn me,
The Shins.
Girl Inform Me.
Oh, nice.
Could the listeners inform us, please, with some emails?
Oh, God, you're so desperate. Okay. going back onto that Burger King thing, I don't think we covered it enough. If you want to see it for yourself, the official website is firemeetsdesire.com.
It sounds so promising, doesn't it? It's slightly painful, but... Yeah.
And I'd also like to mention the amazing slogan that goes along with it. Now you can set the mood for whatever you're in the mood for.
Tautology at its most repugnant.
It's just the most biggest cop out ever. They're like, right, so what is this? what is this set the mood for? Yeah. I think there's a chance it could set the mood for cooking. Set the mood for some football. I don't know.
I don't know. Perhaps a burger, I imagine.
Yeah.
Set the mood for a nice trip out to Burger King.
Yeah. Flame grilled Whopper.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, that's enough about the Burger King thing. Please check out the website and laugh at it.
Oh, speaking of websites, we...
Wait, no, we're coming on to that.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. No, carry on.
Oh, we're so slick. We are of one spirit. We've got a new... Rob has created a new blog, the In Transit blog, called Tin Trains, accessible from
confusing
our Facebook group.
Confusing, I know, but yes. Useful.
We've each contributed a small sum. Actually, I should probably contribute more.
Please tell them the address. It's tintrains.blogspot.com.
Tintrains, all one word.
We write on it whenever we want, about whatever we want, and you might find it confusing. You might find it amusing.
Oh!
Or you might find it music.
Oh, that was splendid. Oh, I've got chills.
So please check it out.
Yeah, I mean, if that doesn't drive them into the Tin Train's pen, I don't know what will.
Yeah, okay. One of the posts I did about that on there was about the weird foods that I saw whilst I was in Florida over New Year. And I've got lots of good pictures on there. So please go on there and check it out. See how I linked everything together there with Burger King, the food?
Oh,
it was a thing.
Suddenly there was some sort of...
Some slightly spiritual, I would say.
Beautiful unity.
I did one live review already, but I've got another one from the day after I went to see Coldplay. I saw an even better gig. In fact, it was miles better. It was the Hold Steady at the Roundhouse. Not much to say about the Hold Steady live, except they're awesome. They rock. They perform their songs perfectly.
Didn't they have to cancel the rest of their
tour? They had to postpone. I was supposed to go see them in October, but they had to postpone until December because one of the members had something. Pancreatitis. Can you tell us what that is as a medic?
Medical man?
An infection of the pancreas, I would imagine.
Yes. Yeah, yes. I believe it is. I think I read it as inflammation of the pancreas or something. Okay, so... They came back in December, and it turned out that the night in London was their last night of a really long tour, and I think they were just in very high spirits and played perfectly. And I don't know what else to say. Listen to this song, Stuck Between Stations. Please listen to the first line of the song, because it's going to link into what I'm going to talk about next.
Okay. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Stuck Between Stations, first track from Boys and Girls in America.
Paradise was right. Boys and girls in America, they're such a sad time together. Sucking off each other at the demonstrations, making sure they make us straight. Crushing one another with colossal expectations, depending on discipline, sleep and wait. She was a really cool kisser, and she wasn't all that strict of a Christian. She was a damn good dancer, but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend. He likes a warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most nights are crystal clear, but tonight it's like he's stuck between stations. Save your life, and they didn't, so he died. then we dry up and now we crumble in the dust. We get wet and we corrode and now we're covered up in rust. We drink and we dry up and now we crumble in the dust. We get wet and we corrode and now we're covered up in rust. She was a damn good dancer, but she wasn't all that great of a girlfriend. He likes the warm feeling, but he's tired of all the dehydration. Most nights are crystal clear, but tonight it's like he's stuck between stations. These Twin City kisses, this sound like clicks and hisses. We all come down and drown.
Okay, that was Stuck Between Stations. I don't know if any of you took notice of the first line, but the first line was, there are nights when I think Sal Paradise was right, boys and girls in America, they have such a sad time together. Which is,
aww.
Sal Paradise is the main character from On the Road, and the line, boys and girls in America, they have such a sad time together, is lifted directly from On the Road. And I'm mentioning this because I actually read it whilst I was in Florida, and when I read that, I was kind of like, wow.
Did you do a road trip across America?
Or, no, or but just Florida? I was in very near St. Petersburg, Florida, which is where Jack Kerouac was living when he actually died. So I felt quite...
So where he died?
not I wasn't in St. Petersburg, I was near St. Petersburg.
Oh, okay.
So I felt quite spiritually close to him at that moment. That was a nice moment for me. Mm. You've read it, haven't you, Ollie?
I have. That just reminds me of a quote from the History Boys, which... is not by Jack Kerouac, it's Alan by Bennett. Alan Bennett, who I'd argue could be not greater in...
It's a very different kind of books.
I think he's made it, and there's a moment where a character says the best moments in reading are where someone says sort of exactly what you're thinking, and it's like someone's reached out and taken your hand in theirs. And I think I'd agree with that. And sorry, that just links into your...
Yeah,
spiritual fulfillment. You recognise something within his work that is...
Oh, wait, I see a link. Spiritual.
Oh!
Something you might find in a graveyard, you might say.
Oh, okay.
And what's your next song, Dasar?
My next song is actually going to be by M83. a lovely name for a band. Well, for a person, in fact. And the song's going to be Graveyard Girl.
Oh, see how I see.
Graveyard, spiritual. Yep, it's all there.
We're dancing across the top of
exactly. You know what we're doing here.
Of linkage.
Okay, so, yeah.
Should we just get on with it?
Why don't we?
Yep, go.
poetry to the stones. Maybe one day I could be one of them, wise and silent, waiting for someone to love me, waiting for someone to kiss me. I'm 15 years old and I feel it's already too late to live.
M83, Graveyard.
Indeed, game. Indeed. Saw
we saw M83 at Camden Crawl.
I'd say saw M83. We definitely did see M83, but not really his normal stuff.
Yeah, they forgot some crucial equipment and therefore
spent about an hour and a half trying to set up a whole new gig and a whole new playlist.
Yeah, it wasn't bad in the end.
I'd still say it was pretty damn cool.
More ambient stuff. Yeah. Nothing like Graveyard Girl there. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I'd quite like to see them again. I believe they supported Coldplay for a bit as well. Which
is yeah, I'd actually like to see them.
Coldplay
is
just like everyone supporting them, though. It's crazy. Yeah. So Camden Crawl coming up in April. Desal and I have already bought our tickets.
I can't wait. Yeah, I loved it last year.
One of the highlights of my year last year.
Okay, what is the Camden Crawl?
It's 2 days inner city festival in up and down Camden High Street from Coco all the way up to the Roundhouse.
Yeah.
All the venues, about 20 or 30, basically get during the day. There's like all sorts of workshops and stuff, and sometimes some acoustic performances by the bands. And then in the evening, they have four bands each playing.
I think so, yeah, something like that.
And they don't announce like who's playing where until the day. It's kind of crazy. And most of the bands are unsigned or new, like up and coming. But there's also they always throw in like a big band.
It's always good.
Which is good because it attracts everyone away to the big band, so you can go and see the good small bands.
Wow, I mean, I'm not going to go, but that sounds really good.
One of my highlights last year was not in fact the music, but Pop Bingo.
Yeah, that was fun. That was good fun. And also, during the day, finding out about that Noah and the Whale acoustic gig that like no one knew about.
Oh, in 5 years' time is actually a really good track.
Yeah,
sorry.
That was really good seeing though. I thought
yeah, that was cool. Anyway, Ollie, your indiness has run out, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've really tried.
You had a good run.
Listeners. I had some Death Cab remaining in the tracks I was going to play today. Another, but it's Sunday afternoon, and we want joy. We want optimism. We want to get up and have a quick boogie about the room. You know, whether alone or with a partner. Or you know, just singing into a shampoo bottle, any bottle,
hairbrush.
Really. Hairbrush would do. Yeah, But yes, in that spirit, I can think of no better song to play than Do You Love Me by The Contours. Which I'm sure you'll... You know what? I'll let it speak for itself. Nay, sing for itself.
This is going to be a new one for me.
Yeah, I don't know this.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, this is Do You Love Me by The Contours.
You broke my heart 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Slow on the comeback there. Okay.
Beautiful.
During that song, Desal and I just clicked that that song was used in a recent T-Mobile advert. Very recent, in fact.
Brilliant.
We saw it on YouTube last night. It was filmed on Thursday, just this past Thursday, and it's filmed live in Liverpool Street Station.
Yeah, at 11 a.m. Thursday, the 15th of January.
And it's just like a bunch of people just doing a dance, and you have to see it.
It looks like just normal commuters going through Liverpool Street Station, and then all of a sudden one person the music comes on, and then one person just starts dancing on their own, doing some amazing dance moves. Then the people around him start dancing, then people around them start dancing, and by the end of it, the full central hall of Liverpool Street Station is dancing, and they're all fully perfectly choreographed, and it just people just walking through and then suddenly start dancing.
Oh, you know what? I think that should be a covert project of In Transit. Maybe
we could start one of these things up.
Rise up. Let's
let's do it.
Let's do this.
Where would we rehearse?
Okay,
your bedroom.
Would it be just
the three of us?
Well, it is a disabled room. just to clarify, it was just because I was late in the application process. I am actually able-bodied, I suppose you'd say. Anyway, and that does permit me a slightly larger square footage, but I'm not sure, even for our frankly low number of listeners, it would be sufficient to choreograph a routine.
Anyone who saw our recent video knows that you could dance like a hurricane.
Oh, exactly. That's very kind.
On fire.
I mean, I played off the Sal, really. I mean, his energy there. His
taking cues from maybe Darcy Bussell.
Oh, excellent. I mean, we were, you know, if we were the love children, strangely, of Fred Astaire and Darcy Bussell in that moment.
Oh, yes, definitely.
But yeah. So, yes, that's what we should work on. A group and listeners dance routine all over London. I think when everyone is dancing together, this is one of the reasons I'm a fan of Strictly Come Dancing. There's a true sense of joy inherent in the mode of dance.
Yes. Okay.
You know?
Something to work on our list of
I'll get
things.
Right on.
So we've
Don't
got
worry.
Another project.
Okay. If you want to see that original thing we were talking about, search for Liverpool Street Flash Mob 15th January 2009 in YouTube and watch it. It's amazing. Okay. From something happy now to something not so happy.
Oh dear.
A couple of weeks ago, the Stooges guitarist Ron Ashton passed away from a heart attack.
Sadly.
The Stooges, on our blog, which we've already mentioned, DeSalle's first post was about punk, and the Stooges were probably the pioneers of punk.
They were definitely one of the first ones up there.
And anyone who says that punk isn't important is obviously extremely ignorant in their music knowledge. So I think we'd be doing a huge disservice if we didn't mention it and then play a Stooges song.
I think so, indeed. Definitely.
I had the pleasure of seeing the Stooges 2 years ago at Benicassim in Spain, and it was one of the craziest gigs I've ever seen.
Iggy is absolutely insane.
Especially when he got like half the crowd to jump up on the stage with him, which worked well for me because then I got to go down the front for Bright Eyes, who were on next. So that was amazing. One bad thing about the Stooges, Iggy Pop doing car insurance adverts. What's going on there?
I've not seen this advert.
Oh,
I really want to see
Pop.
It.
Yeah.
Topless guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's dwell on the good things about the Stooges and play one of their songs from Funhouse. This is TVI, if I have it lined up, which I don't think I do. Yes, I do. Okay, TVI from Funhouse.
See that pain, the air do you.
that was.
Tune,
indeed. The Stooges.
R.I.P. Ron.
Yes, so rest in peace. What were we going to talk about now?
Ryan Adams.
Ryan Adams, yes.
Brian Adams?
No, not
no, definitely not Brian Adams.
Sorry, well remembered, if any of you... No, they won't have done that, though.
So, this week, the Cardinals officially announced their splitter.
Ryan Adams' band.
And Ryan Adams has gone on hiatus, which is pretty much a shame, because, well, Desal and I both saw the Cardinals together in November?
I think it was November, yeah.
Yeah. And I saw them a year before that in November as well, and you've seen them a few times. Yeah. And every time we've seen them, they've been absolutely amazing. So it's a real shame that they've split up.
They're such a good live band.
But on the other hand, I think Ryan Adams' solo albums are better than the Cardinals' albums. So there's a good side and a bad side. Even though Ryan Adams has gone on hiatus, I don't think he'll be gone for long, because that guy just can't stop writing music. He releases an album pretty much every year. It's pretty ridiculous. So, yeah. We're pretty sad about that, aren't we, Desal?
We are, very sad.
You read the blog, on the post on his blog?
Yeah, he wrote like a massive essay saying why they were splitting up and why he felt it was time to move on and everything. He one of the reasons why he moved on, I think, was that he gave up smoking. And another thing is that he felt he couldn't... that the blog was too much of a drain on him. And I think the blog was pure genius. Sometimes it was the most random blog I've ever seen. It just involved him basically chain-smoking throughout videos whilst doing crazy things on some dubious substances.
And writing random songs.
Very random songs. Maybe rapping a few random songs at sometimes, I do believe. But yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play a Ryan Adams song, aren't we?
Ryan Adams song.
This is mine. Yes, you need the wire to play your song. Well, it's not actually a Ryan Adams song.
Okay, As a big Ryan Adams fan, I think splitting up with the Cardinals is not the first time he's split up with a band. His first band he also split up with.
And
this band is Whiskey Town, and this song is Mirror Mirror.
Well, that sounds very pleasant.
It is a lovely little country jaunt.
Ask me tomorrow, I'll tell you the same. But ooh, I'm telling you now, I'm telling you now, yeah. Ooh, I'm telling you now, I'm telling you now, yeah.
Whiskey Town,
which Ryan Adams was a part of, and he broke up with them, and now he's broken up with the Cardinals. Next, did we want to discuss anything, Ollie? Twilight. Let's discuss Twilight.
let's go for it.
Well, are both very very skeptical about this film.
Have you seen it?
It looks like a chick
film. No, I haven't seen it. Everyone who I've asked, apart from you, Oliver, who I've asked who said it's a brilliant film, is a girl. And then you say, ask them, why is it a brilliant film? And they say, oh, because the guy in it's so hot. He's so dreamy. Cedric Diggory.
Robert Pattinson is, you know, certainly... And a pleasant man to look at. But I think we're forgetting here the deeper, almost taboo themes of lust for blood, forbidden love. It's a supernatural Romeo and Juliet. What's interesting is you know what? Rob's face is a picture of apathy. So... I think we should move on. All I can say is, just because girls like it, Desal, doesn't make it a bad film.
Okay. Well, yes, if any of the listeners out there have seen it, let us know. But I hope you haven't.
If you disagree with Ollie or agree.
Plus, I love the Volvo C30. I think it's the C30.
What the hell does that have to do with the film?
No, it's because it's bringing back the classic Swedish back window that Volvo were famous for in the 60s. I mean, you won't see them around because they're very rare.
Is there one in the film? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. Listen, can I just inform the listeners? It's extremely warm in the studio, and it's creating,
it's all getting to us.
Yes, it's not creating not a little tension between us.
It's not creating not a little tension.
I can't understand that.
No, neither can I.
Okay, let's move on. It's time for our request. You know, and believe me,
I'm taking my shirt off.
We've been inundated with requests. Ollie's just taken his shirt off for real, and Desal's taking a picture. So that'll be on the website.
It certainly shall not.
Okay, so after all the requests that came in, I think the one I'm going to go for is The Gardener by Tallest Man on Earth, which was David's request. So thanks, Dave. If you want to get your request on, then email in next time.
Stay forevermore in your eyes, babe. As in- And now that death will grow my jasmine, I find it soothing, I'm afraid. There ain't no fraud kissing your hand. I won't be lying when I tell you that I'm a gardener, I'm a man in your high space. In your high space. In your high space.
That was actually very good.
I don't know, his voice still does annoy me. I can't get all the way through that album, but I can understand why.
I can appreciate
loves it.
Good yeah, song, good
that
song.
Track in isolation is quite springy.
Springy.
Like a bunny.
We've talked about films quite a lot in this.
We have. It's been a very filmic episode.
Film review.
And I don't know if listeners know, but last year saw the release of the highest grossing British
I'm pretty sure listeners know
highest grossing British film box office time. Whatever ever of all time, yeah, and that was of course Mamma Mia, the
here
ABBA,
we go again,
the ABBA taken from the ABBA musical there. I haven't seen the film, but I've seen the musical, and that's really good, and anyone who doesn't like ABBA is pretty dumb.
Everyone knows ABBA. I have to say though, the film wasn't one of my film highlights of the year.
The end credit sequence.
I think possibly the reason why it isn't is the fact that I was subjected to the film on Christmas Day because I got it for my mum for her Christmas present. On Christmas Day with my parents, who were slightly tipsy, and it was the karaoke version we were watching
with the words
on the bottom of the screen.
Oh.
And my mum made us as a family sing along to the entire film.
Amen to that. God, I love your mum.
And but what made it all the better for me, what reprised the film for me, was the fact that once the film had ended and all the ending credits had done, my dad came out with a line, "DeSalle, when I die, I want you to play Dancing Queen at my funeral." And for me, I think I revealed a whole new side of my dad to me.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Your dad, the Dancing Queen.
That's disturbing.
How many times did you see it in the cinema, Ollie? Twice? Three times?
No, once. And then I saw it once on film. But I made...
On DVD, you mean?
Yes.
I think it was also the most bought DVD for Christmas.
Well,
was,
and think, we can yeah. understand why.
Sold out everyone.
What I think is actually, if I'd gone to see the show... Part of its appeal, part of the film's appeal, was the fact it was like James Bond and Mr. Darcy singing ABBA rather than the show's intrinsic
Brosnan's
merits.
James Bond's voice is
well, I've reviewed it on I can stick up my review on Tin Trains.
What would you say of his voice?
Well, Pierce has a sweet Irish lilt that I'm sure many found appealing, and Colin had a sort of light skipping melodic tone, which was similarly enjoyable, accompanied with some guitar plucking, I think. Anyway,
we're running out of time, so let's just get on with the song.
We are now. We've been talking about parents, I suppose. This is a tenuous link, and ABBA. So in that spirit, well, does your mother know?
By
ABBA, I don't know. Do your respective mothers know, listeners? If
just
they do,
play the same.
Just play
them.
It. Just
yeah,
play
I'll
it.
Play it.
You know you're online.
What?
You're on it.
Oh.
So we've come to the end once again.
Oh gosh, what
sad moment.
We have no idea if Phil Duce is showing up, but I don't think we can stick around.
I don't think we ought to keep them wanting more.
Exactly. Tease them.
Yes, we've shown our stockings. We may have
flashed a bit of thigh,
perhaps, but no more this week. We've gone from the Shire to Mordor and back again. And I don't think we should set out to Rivendell for that extra hour.
Okay.
Yes, Oliver.
Right. So that leaves us with nothing more to say except to introduce our last track.
Oh.
It's winter, but it's not actually raining today.
It's actually quite a nice day today, Bex.
Well, it was a monsoon in Islington yesterday. Last night, at about 1.
A veritable monsoon.
You were still awake at 1.
I was...
Oliver, what's going on with you?
Please, that's not a... Okay, so raindrops falling on your head.
Keeping with the movie theme, originally from the film, Butch Cassidy
Spider-Man
and the Sundance
2.
Kid. Spider-Man 2. I haven't seen Butch Cassidy. I haven't seen Spider-Man 2
either.
Oh,
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid is one of my top 10 favourite films.
It's a classic.
It's magnificent.
So I'll watch that.
Who are those guys?
What guys?
Quothith, Paul Newman, and
the Sundance Kid.
Yes,
no, Butch Cassidy,
played by a fantastic Robert Redford, Sundance Kid. I didn't know you were the Sundance Kid, and then he just remains silent, and then suddenly reaches.
R.I.P. Paul Newman.
Another one.
Two very excellent actors, both, in fact. Starred in another film, which I forget, but it's supposed to be very good, so...
That's a beautiful review.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're out of time now, anyway.
It's probably best, isn't it?
So, so long, folks. This song might be called Raindrops Keep Falling on Your Head, but it's a pretty positive song. And
very
I hope,
optimistic.
I hope any of you who have a lot of work or exams around this time of year, just take a little hope away from this song, and we'll see you next week.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
bum 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 stay.
Ooh. You've been rehearsing, haven't you?
That's very good. Just a little bit longer.
No, we started in the wrong key. It should be